AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. The best player in women's college basketball this season will face the number one ranked team in the NCAA final on Sunday. Here's AP's Dave Ferry on how Caitlin Clark and her Iowa Hawkeyes made it to their second straight final.
It will be Iowa against South Carolina in Sunday's NCAA women's title game following the Hawkeyes' 71-69 comeback win over UConn. The Huskies led by 12 in the second quarter and were ahead by 6 at halftime before Caitlin Clark began to heat up.
I don't think it was a freaking out of our offense not working. I think it was just it'll come around. You know, we didn't execute great and we were only down 6.
Clark provided her first three-pointer of the night 2 minutes into the third quarter and quickly added a four-point play to get Iowa within one. Clark finished with 21 points after scoring just 6 on 0-for-6 shooting from three-point range in the first half. Hannah Stuhlke led the Hawkeyes with 23 points. Paige Beckers and Aaliyah Edwards each scored 17 for UConn.
Clark and Iowa will play undefeated South Carolina in the final. The Gamecocks rolled past NC State 78-59 in the first semifinal game. Dawn Staley's team is now 37-0 this season.
I'm just proud of our team to be able to play on this big stage and not play our best basketball in the first half and come back out and make some small adjustments and meet the moment to get us to Sunday.
The men's Final Four is set for Saturday with top-ranked and defending champion UConn meeting Alabama after upstart NC State plays Purdue in the opener. The Boilermakers star center Zach Edey had a big day on Friday as well, as AP's Gethin Coolball reports.
Edey of Purdue is the Associated Press Player of the Year in men's college basketball. He is the first back-to-back winner since Ralph Sampson at Virginia in the 1980s. Edey is a 7'4" center who led his team to its first Final Four since 1980. He received 57 of 62 votes. Tennessee's Dalton Connect received 3 votes, and Houston's Jamal Shedd got 2. Meanwhile, Houston coach Kelvin Sampson edged UConn's Dan Hurley as the AP Coach of the Year.
The NBA is down to its final 10 days of the regular season. The Celtics raised their league-leading win total to 61 with a one-point win over Sacramento, 101-100. Peyton Pritchard led Boston with 21 points off the bench.
Our seating's pretty locked up, but you know, every opportunity we have, every game we have, I don't like losing. I don't think anybody likes losing, so we're trying to win.
The Bucks' hold on second place in the East has become very tenuous as Milwaukee lost its third straight game, this time to Toronto, which had lost 15 straight games, 117-111. The Knicks missed the chance to gain on the Bucks by losing to the Bulls 108-100. The Pacers, also in the Eastern positioning race, hosted the Thunder, seeking to move up in the West. AP's Tom McCabe was on hand.
T.J. McConnell led an Indiana bench that turned the game around in the second quarter. McConnell had 16 points as the Pacers came away with a 126-112 win over Oklahoma City.
We kind of didn't hang our heads when we were down and kind of just dug in there and on defense and got stops.
Indiana maintains a slim lead over Miami for the 6th Eastern playoff spot. The Thunder stay in third place in the West.
The Timberwolves fell back into a tie for first place in the West after being eclipsed by the Suns 97-87. The Clippers trounced the Jazz 131-102. Elsewhere, the Mavericks made it 9 of 10, edging the Warriors 108-106, despite the absence of Luka Doncic. The Heat grounded the Rockets 119-104. The Hornets stung the Magic 124-115. The Spurs poked the Pelicans 111-109. And in 2 games involving teams eliminated a long time ago, the Grizzlies took down the Pistons 108-90, and the Trailblazers topped the Wizards 108-102. Coming up next, the day in baseball and hockey. Baseball. An earthquake hit Yankee Stadium shortly before New York's home opener, but no rumblings from the Yankees' bats once the game started. 5 Blue Jays pitchers combined to shut out the Yanks 3-0. Ernie Clement's pinch hit homer in the 7th broke up a scoreless tie.
I'm just glad I could, get a pitch to hit and you know, give him a little boost because those two runs in the 9th were also huge.
The Orioles and Pirates both off the strong start started the 3-game series in Pittsburgh. AP's Dave Ferry tells us what happened.
The Orioles banged out 3 homers to support solid pitching from Grayson Rodriguez in a 5-2 downing of the Pirates. Ryan O'Hearn, Gunnar Henderson, and Cedric Mullins went deep through the snowflakes, sleet, and rain as the Birds moved to 5-2 while dropping the Pirates to 6-2. Rodriguez gave up solo homers to O'Neill Cruz and Jared Triolo, but he allowed just 4 other hits over 6 1/3 innings.
Anytime that, you know, you get a chance to go out there for one more, it gives you a little adrenaline boost, and you know, that's what I had. And to go out there for the 7th, it was good.
Another American League team off to a hot start is the Tigers. A.J. Hinch's team stretched its record to 6-1 after edging the A's 5-4 in Detroit's home opener.
We want everything to be about winning around here. It's a winning organization. It has been for 100 years. So I think the expectations that come with that when you put this uniform on should be high.
The Braves snake past the Diamondbacks 6-5 in 10 innings on Travis d'Arnaud's walk-off single. The Brewers edged the Mariners by that same score, but in 9 innings. The Mets beat the Reds 3-2, the same score by which the Giants got past the Padres. The Cubs outscored the Dodgers 9-7 despite Shohei Ohtani's second homer of the season. The Rockies rocked the Rays 10-7 as Ryan McMahon hit a walk-off grand slam to send manager Bud Black and a full house of the Coors Field opener home very happy.
Big crowd, home opener, big day in Colorado. Again, I thought we put some at-bats on and then Mac, you know, got the breaking ball and put in the seats.
Elsewhere in the majors, the Phillies blanked the Nationals 4-0 as Aaron Nola and three relievers limited Washington to just 2 hits. The Royals handed the White Sox another loss 2-1, and the Red Sox won their 5th straight, ending the Angels' 4-game winning streak 8-6. NHL, the Rangers added to their league-leading point total, now 108, after a 4-3 victory over the Red Wings. Barkley Gaudreau scored twice, doubling his season's total.
We need everyone. You can't rely on, you know, your top six every night to get the offense. So it was good to be able to help out.
The Flyers and Capitals didn't help their own playoff chances with each losing 4-2 games, Philly to Buffalo and Washington to Carolina. 2 goals for Connor McDavid as the Oilers overwhelmed the Avalanche 6-2. The Golden Knights fell to the Coyotes 7-4, and the Kraken beat the Ducks 3-1. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.